This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning, it's 10:06, happy race day everybody. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. I've been on the team with Kerner Kafka and a few of the other drivers in this area for about 4 years now. They're based out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, and they race to bring awareness to funds for volunteer fire departments. So we appreciate everything they do. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. It's going to be a great race weekend. It already has been. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway has all the details on the trip from the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour returning to the Speedway. And last night, wow, the Bombers, the Sportsmen, and the Demolition Derby was probably one of the best ones. And I keep saying that every time that we see this, but he's going to talk to us about that in just a minute. Bill Roth might be in the studios actually this morning. Sunny South Raceway, right out past Irvington, past MIS, are having a big race tonight. Now, this is not part of the Highway 90 Challenge Series with the Bombers and Sportsmen. That'll be 2 weeks from now. NASCAR, Ron, this is the biggest race going on today along the Gulf Coast. The Jared Johns Memorial Race at Flemington Speedway. There's so many people going to be there. Kane Motorsports will be there. Matt Jackson and his Pure Stock. I'll have the Bay Area Modified, number 5 Modified out there for the first time at Flemington. Wow, what a race to start your first race at, huh? And then Dustin Long with NBC Sports. He's live at Watkins Glen. You know, Earnhardt Jr. made an appearance at the track and told everybody no timeline, but no plans to quit either. Got a lot of good details. And how about this? The 2014 winner, A.J. Allmendinger, was fastest in final practice yesterday. It got a lot of ringers in there, and it could be the dinger that can actually do pretty good, so we'll see. So thanks to all the sponsors. Tim Bryant, we come on now and say good morning to you, and what a great night of racing we had last night at Five Flag Speedway. $5 night, and man, that was the most packed I've seen it since the Derby, brother.
Well, typically that's a big night for us every year. You know, we kind of deem it as our back to school night. We reduce the cost to get in. We know people's budgets are stretched as they're getting kids ready to go back to school. And of course, lots of kids out last night for the Demolition Derby, and we had some really good racing in all three divisions, and a good Demolition Derby to top it all off.
Well, I tell you what, the Modifieds, it was a great race. It's so great. It's one of my favorite classes, as you know, with me doing it on dirt as well. But these cars are my favorite to watch at the Snowball Derby. When that race goes on Friday night, that's one of the most exciting races. Now, I like the trucks as well, but we had a good night of racing. And that 79, who was driving that 79? That guy was on another zip code once he got past some of the other cars.
Well, you know what's funny is, and I'm with you, I love those open-wheel Modifieds. And I mean, we call them pavement pounders. They're so loud, and I mean, they're just powerful. The horsepower to weight ratio and the small tires makes them just kind of wicked to drive, so they're fun to watch. Of course, a little bit of a surprise last night, two surprises actually. Number one, Oki Mason, who had won our previous Modified of Mayhem race, actually, by virtue of the invert, started on the pole, and I think a lot of folks thought he would probably win again, but he led the first 13 laps, and then the competition kind of overtook him, and you know, I don't think the Bobby Ingersoll 10 was just quite exactly right last night. So Donnie Hamrick takes the lead, and we know how fast that David Jones entry is, and he looked to be cruising to a win, and lo and behold, you know, he kind of abused his tires a little bit, and Joe Armendia. Aramendia.
That's it.
You want to call him Armendina, and that's what most people call him, but it's not spelled that way, actually. But he's a San Antonio, Texas-based driver. And anyway, he came away with a win last night. Joe's 53 years old. He loves racing modified. He's a former late model driver, but found a home in the open-wheel modifieds. He hadn't been to Five Flags since last August when he won, and now two in a row.
Wow, and I know we had another guy, I don't remember his name, he had a good-looking modified, the purple number 88, and he had all sorts of problems. The guy was by himself, drove from Texas, and this is what it's all about. All those other teams came out and tried to get him out there, just get him out there, and then he did make some laps and stuff. He wasn't super competitive, but he had a blast, and he was so thankful to have all those help from all the other teams, and that's what you see in small, short-track racing. You know, on the track you're going to battle, but we want to get you on the track. That's the big thing, and it was cool to see that last night. Again,
it's really heartwarming, and that's Larry Hughes. He does. He travels by himself.
Yeah.
He's a middle-aged guy. I bet you Larry's 55 or 60 years old. He has a good-looking car, and he's always You know, he's true to our modified races. I mean, he travels like 13 hours to get here, and always people willing to pitch in to help him get going.
Well, let's talk about the Sportsman race. Had a good field of cars again, and a very familiar name again right on top.
Yeah, for sure. Steve Buttrick pulls off another win, and, you know, Steve hasn't been so dominant in 2016. He's has his share of second and third, but, you know, it's his fifth win for this year, and, you know, he's still decidedly the guy to beat when folks come through the gate. So, you know, he's and a great competitor. Gosh, the fans love him, and he's just a true sportsman. Steve Buttrick is, so kudos to him.
Yeah, and then the Bomber race again. You know, you've got a little rivalry between B.J. Latham and Robert Balcom, and they put on a good clinic. It was a good racing. These guys are racing hard, and they weren't leaning on each other. You can do that race without touching. Now, granted, you know, Rubens racing, we get that, but these guys were the top of the class. Tali Blocker was right there as well.
Yeah, I think my viewpoint may have been a little different than yours last night because they was leaning on each other big
time.
As you said, rubbing is racing, but they easily could have wrecked one another, and there is an intense rivalry going on between them two.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're both true racers. They leaned on each other. BJ was on the outside, Robert Balcom, and some great racing side by side for many, many laps. And then once BJ finally cleared him, in clean air with the preferred line, he was able to pull away for a decisive victory. So once again, Darrell Jackson and Steve Denmark and the crew, you know, kudos to those guys. They've raised the bar in the Bomber division for sure. But I tell you what, for guys that have just decided, I'm never going to beat BJ Latham, there is light at the end of the tunnel because he's almost to the end of his Bomber racing career.
Oh, you heard it right here, and we're not going to say anything else about that, but that is coming straight from the track. So, needless to say, probably by the end of the year, next year, he might not be in that class is what you're telling us?
Well, they're building a pro truck. There's no secrets harbored here. He's looking to move up into the truck division, and, you know, we're excited about seeing what we hope will be an orange and white number 8. In the pro truck division for 2017.
Oh, you know that's colors it's going to be, Tim. Hey, let's talk really quick. You know, we only have a couple more races left until the end of the season, and we'll talk about those in a minute, but Snowball Derby tickets, can you believe it? We're already talking about the Derby. It's already on social media. Everybody's saying, let's get the cars ready. I mean, wow, we're still not even done with the season. People are ready. Let's talk about how we can get our tickets and what the latest is with the Derby this year.
Well, the Snowball Derby tickets will go on sale on Wednesday, August the 17th. We're in the process right now of processing upgrades for those folks that have renewed, and we had a renewal rate higher than we've ever had before. So, folks have really endeared themselves to the first weekend of December in Pensacola, and we're proud of that and thankful for that. And also thankful that the entire community of Pensacola has kind of embraced the event so well. So anyway, things are looking good for the Derby. We've got a pretty good entry list coming in, and we're going to get a sample at our final two events. Of course, as you mentioned, three races at Pensacola left. One will be to kick off Labor Day weekend on Friday, September the 2nd. We'll have Alan Turner Pro Late Model Series Twin 50s, which is always an exciting format. And along with support divisions. Then we'll come back 2 weeks later and switch to our final two events on Saturday night, which we always like because our friends from the 251 and 228, 601 areas can venture to Pensacola a little easier on Saturday than they can on Friday. So we're thinking that we'll have good local car counts for those final two Saturday races. Of course, September 17th will be the Alan Turner Tune-Up, the championship for the Alan Turner Pro Late Model Series. Then on Saturday, September 24th, the championship race for not only the Deep South Cranes Blizzard Series, but the Southern Super Series Championship on the line as well. We've already gotten calls from guys that hadn't raced with us all year long that'll be at that event, and of course, as you mentioned, with the Snowball Derby in mind.
Yeah, and obviously every team around here loves to do that and get ready. And let me ask you really quick, you're going to start seeing, don't you think, some names that we might not have seen these last few races? I mean, I've noticed that the past couple of races. Again, you guys got these guys for the Modified coming from Texas. This is a test session for these guys for the Derby.
Yeah, it really is. We've seen William Byron, who's been so good in the in the Camping World Truck Series this year and maybe headed for a championship. Of course, he's going to be in the Snowball Derby. Todd Gilliland is doing so well in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West, having a phenomenal year out there. We heard, although we haven't seen entries yet, but Mr. Floyd Enfinger came in to renew his Snowball Derby tickets last week and said it looks like Grant may have a ride. So we're really excited about that, and I tell you, that's a guy that's run so well at the Snowball. You know, he deserves a Tom Dawson trophy.
Yeah, I think that would be looking pretty good right next to the big jukebox that he got at MIS. Tim, we got to talk also. The biggest race of the year is coming up August 20th at Lee Fields. And also, you did something last night at the racetrack to encourage other drivers from other area codes to come through, and you're going to do it again at Mobile. And Benny Bender was the big winner of this. Tell us, this is a great idea to try to get people to come from different area codes to come to race your track.
Yeah, a little extra incentive for guys to travel across the bay, as we say. We gave away a $200 cash prize last night. We had a drawing from all the drivers that had an area code outside of 850, and of course, you know, Benny Bender was the glad recipient of that $200. And we're doing the same thing for the guys inside the 850 area code at the Lee Fields Memorial. So feel pretty certain there'll be a good, strong field of cars over there for that, and I tell you, we're excited. The Friday night practice, August the 19th, we'll practice and have the Hoosier Tire pit party as we've had in previous years. It's always a lot of fun, a really relaxed atmosphere at the conclusion of practice. Overnight camping in the infield is allowed for those folks that may want to, and then, of course, we'll come back Saturday, and, of course, it'll be the battle for the belts with the championship belts in all divisions.
That's so great. Well, Tim, I know you're going to probably enjoy the rest of the weekend off. You got big plans?
You know what? Today, I'm a little late this morning, but I'm headed back to the Speedway to kind of button down the hatches. We now have a month off, but that's I don't mean button down the hatches, and I'll see you in September.
Right.
Just trying to do some final cleanup work from last night. We'll be back at the Speedway on Monday morning, getting ready for our next event. And by the way, we're going to have some fun next Saturday with our Mountain Dew Kickstart Drift Series.
Yeah, and that's going to be fun. I love going there. Can't wait to be a part of that. Tim, thank you for putting on the circus again yesterday. You did great last night as a promoter with great racing. The fans loved it. It's what short track racing is all about, and we appreciate what you do for us along the Gulf Coast as racers.
Well, right back to you. Appreciate everything you do with your show and all the appearances you make with the Kane Motorsports team. I'd like to thank all of the racers that take the time to put their cars on display and be good ambassadors for Gulf Coast racing, whether it's asphalt or dirt or half mile tracks or a quarter mile track at Sunny South. It's all for the greater cause of racing, and we appreciate the effort that everybody puts together. It's a team effort for sure.
It sure is.
It sure is. Thanks, Tim. Tim Bride again with Five Flag Speedway. And again, we appreciate everything he does as far as with the racing community. We're so excited about what's coming up the next couple of weeks here on the show. We've got some special events coming up. School Supplies, if you're not familiar, along Alabama right now, they actually are tax-free and also in Florida. And Kane Motorsports, like Tim said, some of the special appearances we do. We've got another one coming up August 19th at noon at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. And we are gathering up school supplies. They need school supplies for 1,200 kids. That's how many kids throughout the year that they service. Backpacks, school supplies, things like that. If you find us on Facebook this morning, go to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, or you can look up Kane Motorsports, K-A-N-E. Motorsports has all the information there. We're live on Facebook this morning too, so if you want to actually kind of make some phone calls or actually some messages right here, if you got any questions, well, Bill Roth is coming up next. NASCAR Ron from Flemington Speedway with the Jared Johns Memorial, and Dustin Long with NBC Sports. All still coming up, so stand by. A lot to continue on the way in. Oh, if you guys only knew what happened on the back side of this stuff. Well, actually, you can, because we're live on Facebook. Go to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G. And Bill Roth is somewhere in the studios. There he is. Hey, Bill. Bill, look what they found.
There's your notes, right?
Oh, my gosh. The double bird. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
See, the problem is at my advanced age, without these, I'm nothing. I can't remember last night. I got to look at this stuff.
Hey, hold on. There you go. Yeah, see, out there, who did that and what'd they do to you?
That was Rick Cleveland. the man that doesn't work hardly at all, and because he has to get up at 8 o'clock on Saturdays, is on his way home to take a nap.
That's awesome, man. I'm sorry. That was great. You were on the off the air. He was looking for the notes. I mean, I can't find these notes. I don't know what. I just put them down here. And Rick took them and hid them from you. That's good stuff, man. That's old school radio.
That'd
welcome
be Rick
to the
Cleveland.
Show.
You know what? If it'd be 12 hours ago, I'd like to get him in that demolition derby. I'd be in a car and he'd be on foot.
Oh man, I'm telling you, too much. No kidding, too much fun. How are you, man? Good. You're here in the studio this morning. Great night of racing last night at Five Flag Speedway. And
two things about that before we talk about Sunny South. First of all, the racing.
Yeah.
You may have seen this from in the back, but BJ Latham and Robert Balcom, seven laps side by side.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Those guys put on clinic. It's a late model bomber, a sprint car, an Indy car, a NASCAR Cup car. That was fabulous racing.
And the crowd last night was some of the best, biggest crowd I think we've seen since the Derby. Obviously, with the Demolition Derby, $5 night, back to school. You know, it's a good way to get people into the track.
And that's my other point. That's my second point. When you go out, when there's that many people there, and there's so many people that only come once or twice a year,
yeah,
it's like a different aura.
It's almost a derby feel.
Yeah, the people are having fun. It's not all the tension and worryment about racing well and, you know, the stagger and all that stuff. They're just having a good time.
Yeah.
And Justin Babb, is that his name? His last name is Babb.
Yeah.
And what a win for him.
In the Demolition Derby, he climbs up. I've got a great photo I'll put on Facebook later. He just sticks his hands up in the air like, I own this track. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome, but he did. That was a lot of fun.
I said, what prepared, in the interview, I said, what prepared you for this win? He said, I love to party.
He loves the party. That's awesome. Well, he did last night. The party goes to Sunny South Raceway. Now, going back to the asphalt tonight, now, like we mentioned, they've got all the regular classes today. And Bill Roth, you're going to tell us a little bit about what's going on. It's not the Highway 90 Challenge this time around, but 2 weeks from now.
It is not. You're right. But actually, the Highway 90 Challenge Series at Sunny South is next week. And in 2 weeks at the Lee Fields Memorial, it's then.
Okay.
So there's three more Highway 90 races next week at Sunny South, Saturday, August 20th, the Lee Fields Memorial, and then one remaining September race at Sunny South, and that will be 13 of 13.
Wow.
Tonight is going to be fun. I know the big cars aren't there, but tonight, Debbie Okresic has put together a drive to raise, and I heard you talking about Kane Motorsports doing this, but tonight at Sunny South, collecting school supplies for the local schools. Now,
awesome.
I don't know what kind of crowd you run in, but the people that I, you know, associated with and really love from racing, some of them are really having a tough time. I mean, being laid off, and sometimes even worse than being laid off, having your hours cut, or your benefits taken away. So a lot of people are in need of school supplies, and I know this from my radio experience. Spending money for school supplies during the late summer coming into the fall is second only to what you spend at Christmas.
Wow.
So
That is true.
It's really important. It's not just, oh yeah, we go back to school. It's a big family thing. And if you're a little bit under the gun right now, money wise, this kind of stuff, what you're doing, what Debbie Okresic at Sunny South is doing tonight, really important. So,
and they've got that antique fire truck that's going to be there, so the kids are going to be able to see that. And this is a tax-free weekend, so when you're out getting your school supplies, pick up some extra for Sunny South Raceway and swing to the track tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. The antique fire truck is going to be cool. It's all for the kids, the Shreve's Insurance fire truck, and for a change, you can climb on it. You can play with it. You don't have to just look at it.
As I said on your
show last week, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a fireman. So tonight, for the kids, big time. Another thing that's happening tonight is, once again for the kids, ride-alongs.
Oh, I love those.
In the coolest cars out there, the Pro Challenge cars.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And one other thing before we talk about the racing tonight, Brian McCardle, a longtime Sunny South racer in poor health right now, in the hospital for over 2 weeks. We're going to take up a donation for him. We'll probably go through the grandstands with helmets. He has meningitis or encephalitis, and I mean, it's serious. So we're gonna help out the McCardle family, 50-50 drawing. The Sunny South portion will go to the McCardles.
So. That's awesome. And I challenge anyone who wins that 50-50 to give it to the McCardles as well.
Well, that'd be 100-100.
Yeah, 100-100.
That'd be great.
But, you know, that name is synonymous for that track.
Yeah. Yeah, the McCardles have had a lot to do with that track, not only in managing and operating, but racing.
Yeah, yeah. So but tonight, what are we going to see on the track?
Besides that, the regular Sunny South Saturday night and the Mighty Mites, my favorite division, sponsored by Bama Boring, the Junior Champs, the RTR websites, Bandolero Outlaws and Bandits, all the divisions of the Pitts and Sons Towing Legends, the John Thompson and Associates Pro Challenge, as we said, and the Precision Auto Glass Mini Stocks tonight at Sunny South. And since we're talking about Sunny South and we don't have the Highway 90 Challenge Series to talk about tonight, I want to take a minute to salute the current point leaders, and they are in the junior champ, Garrett Little, who's got two feature wins.
Wow.
In the Bandolero Bandits, Landon Adams, who's got a feature win. In the Bandolero Outlaws, Caleb Boykin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins for Caleb Boykin.
Wow.
Closely trailed by the other Caleb Sanford.
Yeah, he's had a great year, too.
Yeah. Semi-pro legends, Trace Capers, he's got himself 3 wins. The Young Lions of the Legends, Britton Diaz, has 2 wins. Conley Dubasson is leading the pro standings. 9 wins, only defeated one time this year by Connor O'Kresick, who's got the other win in that division. Fred Lang is the Masters champion point leader. In the mini stocks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins for Sean Mosley, including a backwards race.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah, well, they went the opposite way. Yeah,
I forgot
about that.
And the point leader.
Man.
And the Pro Challenge, Connor O'Kresick dominating that one. 3, 4, 5, 6 wins for Connor O'Kresick. And just because we want to keep you up to date on the big cars, the Highway 90 point standings as of now have Robert Loper with 4 wins on top. Rusty Powell with 3 wins in second. Let's see what that is. That's 13 points in between those two guys.
So 13 points between Robert Loper and Junior. Both are watching on Facebook. You guys putting on a good battle out there, and that's been fun to watch.
I love both of those guys. Yeah. They really went out of their way to make this Highway 90 Challenge Series as important to their race teams as it was to us putting it on.
So they sure did.
That's great. Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, Mark Barnhill, has 3 wins at Sunny South, 1 win at MIS, and he's the point leader. Jonathan Langham, who was good last night,
good last night.
He's got a win at MIS, a win at Sunny South. He is second. Now, this one isn't quite as close. This is coming up on 40 points. So, anyway, that's the Highway 90 Challenge Series. Back again for the next race, next Saturday at Sunny South. The next to the last race, 2 weeks from tonight at Mobile International Speedway. And the last Highway 90 Challenge race, I believe it's September 10th at Sunny South.
Wow, yeah. So there's still a lot of good racing coming up.
Oh, man, this is the best time of the year.
It is, because now everyone's really starting to push a little bit more of these final points, so we wish all the drivers good luck. So the next race today is, obviously it's today. What time do the gates open?
Gates open at 2, hot laps at 3:30, and in this weather, you know hot laps means laps. So they all get a couple of sessions. A lot of them wait for the second session. Drivers meeting 5:45. Qualifying starts at 6. The two divisions qualifying tonight are the Legends and the Junior Champs. Heat race right after that at 6:45 and approximately 8 o'clock the features, but a lot of other stuff going on. The fire truck, the school supply drive, the 50-50 for Brian McCardle, and the ride-alongs in the Pro Challenge.
It's going to be a cool night. If you want to go see some asphalt racing, go to Sunny South Raceway tonight. Bill, enjoy, because I know you're going to be up in the booth, and we appreciate all you're doing for the show, brother.
You know what? I have my notes now, so I know what I'm talking about.
That was awesome. That made my day, I'm telling you. When you only have 3 or 4 hours of sleep, that's funny.
That's all I got.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by amazing sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. And thank you to all the Kane Motorsports crew that's going to be with us, helped us last night at Five Flag Speedway, Barrett, the crew. We'll go through all the sponsors a little bit later as we're excited for the Jared Johns Memorial Race tonight at Flemington Speedway. This is the biggest race of the year. We've got NASCAR Ron, who we were talking off the air. NASCAR, good morning. You've been out at the track since, 6 o'clock? You said?
Well, you know, I'm actually on another job site this morning, Kane. You know, it's amazing whenever you do the position I'm in. I'm actually working out here at the airport this morning in Brewton, Alabama, and I got home I got home at 12 o'clock. The alarm clock went off at 5:17 this morning. And I've been here since just a little after 6 o'clock this morning at work here at Bruton Airport.
Wow. So you're actually doing the day job at the airport before you head to the track, which, by the way, is already perfectly ready because you guys were working on it last night, too, at the track.
Yeah, they actually, you know, we had a little rain yesterday afternoon around 4 o'clock at Five Flags, and then the rain winded up coming, I think it was sometime around 6:30, 7 o'clock yesterday evening in Fulmerton, Alabama. And I was out there this morning. I went by the track before I come to work up here, and I noticed it really didn't rain as much as I thought it did. So
that's good.
Which, you know, the racetrack, out of all racetracks, our racetrack can, at Fulmerton, it can, the water just runs slam off the racetrack. You can actually have a downpour around lunchtime today. It could probably rain all through the lunchtime and then the next 2 to 3 hours. And if it got out of here by this afternoon, you could still race at Fulmerton Speedway tonight.
Yeah, and it would make the traffic track perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and not only that, have to put water on it.
Well, look, yeah, no kidding. Well, you're expecting a huge, huge turnout. This is a very special race. Tell us about who Jared Johns was.
Well, the 7th Annual Jared Johns Memorial Derby. The story behind Jared Johns, him and his mama used to come to the races in an old blue Chevrolet pickup truck. They've been known to take the battery out of the truck and put it in the race car.
Awesome.
He's got a daddy. His dad I've met a couple times, but his dad's never been into coming to the racetrack. It's just always been him and his mama.
Yeah.
And he worked at the Century Correctional facilities there, the prison out at Century. But Jared had his heart and soul in the stock car racing from a young kid. His mama knew that's what he wanted to do, and she definitely supported him.
Oh, yeah.
And he loved coming to the races and racing the Fulmerton Speedway. That was one of the tracks that he pretty well called home.
That's awesome.
There wasn't no other racetrack that I'm aware of that he actually raced.
Well,
and he pretty well run at Fulmerton.
And now, they, you know what, 5 years, I believe it, no, seventh annual Jared Johns Memorial Race, and you guys are throwing out the cash to the drivers. This is huge. And if you're a fan, I'm just going to say you need to get there early if you want a seat, right?
Oh, yeah. The phone has already been ringing off the hook. They started yesterday.
I know it.
I had a lady call wanting to know if she could bring a lawn chair. Well, you know, we're not into the lawn chair deal. We don't have the extra room for lawn chairs. Now, we don't tell our elderly people that they can't bring their chairs, and we'll actually find room for them to sit along the side of the grandstand.
That's
somewhere
cool.
Along the sidewalk area, because, you know, they want to sit in their lawn chairs and take it easy.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I don't blame them. Look at the money in a street stock, though, for first, $1,000. Second and third, $7,500. Pure stock, vintage, $1,800. Modifieds, $1,000. Mini sprints, $700. And the tuners, $400. You'll have over 150 cars.
Well, I believe we have a big turnout. And not only that, this weekend is the six-shooter series
for
the street stock and the pure stock. So, should have a good crowd of cars. Actually, we probably have to send some of them home. They have to do a last chance race for B Main.
When's the last time I've seen a B Main at a track around here? That's awesome.
Well, Milton had one here a while back. Milton had one, and awesome. I think he started 23 cars, I think it was. And if you start 23 cars at Fulmerton, you better hold on.
You know what? That's the best way to put it. Just hold on, man. Well, you know, let's talk about the track. Why is it such a bull ring? What's the size? Tell us, for fans that are listening for the first time, what Fulmerton's about.
Well, Fulmerton's always been known for the high bank, and Fulmerton is not a motor track.
Correct. I've heard it's a driver's track.
Well, it's a driving ability racetrack. Yeah, Now, don't get me wrong. You do have some crate late models that have been well known for holding the foot all the way to the floorboard and flat foot it all the way around the racetrack.
What a sound that makes.
Yeah, but, you know, the old track's got a lot of history to it, and it's been around since about 1956 and 57, somewhere along there. The history of the racetrack goes back a long ways, and it's been through a lot of different hands and different folks has run it, and it's been a good little racetrack, and you know it's the fastest bull ring in South Alabama.
And
you
know, tonight
you got 8 seconds. Well, if you got 8 seconds and you think you can hold on, you know, come give it your best shot.
That's right. We're going to try. Why not? You know what? You have a little bruised ego probably afterwards, but this is such a big race. Like I said, what you do, guys, for the Jared Johns, just to keep his memory alive is incredible. Sponsors, you got to thank them really quick, because without them, you wouldn't be able to do this.
Oh, yeah. Well, O'Reilly Auto Parts has jumped on to help out with that, and I mean, you got Guy Brother Roofing Company, and
that's so many
foam seal installationists, Jimmy Burgess. There's all kind of sponsors that Miss Janet gets, and that's all her sponsors that actually supports the program, because Janet Johns is the backbone of that. She actually puts the money together, and she gets sponsors. All the 50-50 money that she does during the season, she takes all that money, she puts it back into this race.
Wow.
And so there's more stories to it than what people realize. This lady, Miss Janet, is the one who actually puts the money up for the actual show.
Wow.
Jared's mama, yeah.
Well, that's awesome, and I can't wait to hug her neck and see her tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So the gates open at 3, racing starts at 7. For any drivers that are coming, do you have any special messages for them?
Well, you know,
hang on,
guys, if you're coming and you want to get there early to get you a good parking spot, you know, the gates are going to open at 3. We won't run you away if you show up before 3. And if possibly, if you get there before 3, we'll actually let you go on in to park in the pit. So, I mean, we're not going to run you off, I promise you, by no means.
Well, I know it's going to be a lot of fun. How do we find the track? Again, let's say if you're coming from Mobile, how do we get there?
If you're coming out of Mobile, you know, it's exit 69. It's the Formerton exit. You just turn right off of I-65 and, we're about 7-8 miles down on the right inside the Formerton city limits. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
It's right there on the right. If you're coming from Pensacola, you know, you just continue on 29 out of Pensacola, and you run into 31 at 31 and 29, and you turn right, and you go to the top of the hill, and that's 113. You turn left, and the track's on the left. Can't miss it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll see everybody there, and it's going to be a great night of racing. Looking forward to it, and you're going to have probably the second best seat in the house, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's always a good seat. Either if I'm actually in the flag stand or having to be in the tower, I've had to play from time to time lately. I've had to play a little bit of both, so we'll see what shakes down tonight and see which position I'm in tonight.
Well, NASCAR, Ron, we always love having you be a part of the show. And again, Flemington Speedway, just an institution along the Gulf Coast, just like Five Flags and Mobile International Speedway. So much history of this track and the history with this race, the 7th annual. There are so many drivers that have been on social media posting the pictures, including the Kane Motorsports crew, just so excited. And we're trying to promote it to get as many people out there as we can for you, brother.
Well, we're going to see what Derek Long is all about when it comes to racing, and I think he can get up in the hunt.
Well, with that, hopefully not bending it up. That's the big key. But man, I can't wait to see you tonight. Thank you for everything that you're doing, and we'll see you at 3 o'clock, brother.
Hey, appreciate your time, and y'all take care and have a great weekend.
All right, there you go, and that's it's going to be a big weekend. NASCAR Ron with the Jared Johns Memorial at Flemington Speedway. Coming up next, it's NASCAR with Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Earnhardt Jr. made an appearance this week yesterday at Watkins Glen to update everybody on how he's doing. No timeline on getting back. still having some problems walking around and things, but he does not plan on quitting. Also, Stewart and Gordon, the final road course start together. There's a lot to talk about. Hang on. Show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always podcast by our good folks at usfdracing.org, and part of the team with United States Fire Department Racing, racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, to bring funds and awareness for volunteer fire departments all around the country. Again, you'll be able to see one of those cool fire trucks tonight at Sunny South Raceway. Really quick, Dustin Long standing by. We're going to talk NASCAR, but before we do, I want to thank all the Kane Motorsports crew and, again, all the sponsors that help us get to the track, whether it's asphalt or tonight at Flemington Speedway, where we're going to be on the dirt. Thank you to McDonald's, the Hafaz Corporation, and these guys have been with us, almost since day one, or, well, probably day four. And they do a lot with our Canes Warrior Kids as we help raise money for local families, the poorest families that are fighting cancer, so we appreciate them. Cyclops Vapor, also a huge part of what we're doing, so thanks to all those guys, that Zach and the crew, Gary Lambert Jr., Rod, Pablo, and we appreciate all those guys. Also, Pull Apart, these guys are behind us every time we get a top five. Last night at Five Flags Speedway, they'll give us an extra $100 that we give to the local families. We've got also the Hub Printing of Robertsdale, keeping our car beautiful. They can do great wraps at an amazing price. BA Motorsports, also Fallsack Tire. I'm known for the LEDs. Wait till you see the modified tonight. It looks like a Christmas tree. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you to Heritage Electrical, Cross Creek Realty, Casp Industries, also the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing, Coastal Traffic, and CanesWarriorKids.com. You check that out. And again, we're going and doing a big fundraiser for school supplies August 19th at noon at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. And we would encourage you this weekend, because it's a tax-free holiday in Alabama and Florida, to get some extra school supplies. We'll meet you. So it's amazing. They have over 1,200 students that they need help with. And that's what we're going to do. And if you're a race team, you want to bring your car, you want to go up there and personally deliver these. We've got church groups that are going. We've got Cub Scouts that are going. Just find us on Facebook at Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, or Kane Motorsports. So Dustin Long now with us, and Watkins Glenn, and first of all, good morning, Dustin. A lot of stuff going on with Earnhardt Jr., and it was so good to see him back at the track. Good morning, man.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, Dale Earnhardt Jr. talked to the media yesterday at Watkins Glen, and basically, what he said is there's no timetable for his return. They've still got to go and be symptom-free. It hasn't got to that point yet after suffering the concussion as a result of his accident at Michigan back in June. And, you know, he's talked in the past about how just this was an unusual incident in the sense of he had the accident, didn't feel bad. He actually went to Germany on the off weekend after that. And the symptoms really didn't come up until a few weeks later. But he's got, ocular, I think, imbalance issues, I think is what he described it as. And so until that gets resolved, he can't get back in the car. But he says it's his intention to get back in the car. He's not thinking about retirement. He plans to honor his contract with Hendrick Motorsports that goes through next season. He said a few months ago he and car owner Rick Hendrick were talking about a new contract, so that's where they're at. That's where he's focused on, and he's wanting to get back in the car as soon as possible. But Friday was his first day back at the track since he last raced July 9th at Kentucky Speedway.
You know, everyone also is talking about that fast turn, where Keselowski had that serious hit a couple of weeks ago during testing, or last week, I should say. Has anything been done at that particular part of the track for the race this weekend, or is just not enough time?
Well, I mean, it's just, they've got the tire barrier there and the Armco barrier behind it, and that they feel like that's what's best for that area, as opposed to a safer barrier, because with a safer barrier, you have to attach it to a concrete wall. So if you hit it head-on... Yes. Which that's where that wall is, that area is after a huge runoff space on turn one, which is a right-hander. So basically, if you lose the brakes, it's a 90-degree head-on hit. If you hit head-on with a safer barrier, that's not as good as the tires and the Armco, which have give and can absorb more of the impact. So that's why the tire barrier and the outfield barrier is there in the turn one area at Watkins Glen as opposed to a safer barrier.
Well, I know there's some ringers out there, and I noticed also that A.J. Allmendinger was fastest yesterday in the final practice. So could we see some names that we might not usually see at the top here like we sometimes do? I think, is Boris Said here? I thought he was there this weekend.
Yeah, he'll be in the 32. But, yeah, Allmendinger's been fast. That team's had its struggles lately, so whether they can keep a car under him for the entire race is a question. And it'll just depend on strategy. You know, you look at what happened at Sonoma, and Tony Stewart won that race, but he won that because he had a decent car early and then lost track position, so it was like 15th or so. And when it got into their window for the last pit stop, they decided to bring him in as soon as they could. And then shortly thereafter, the caution came out, and that cycled Tony to the front. Tony, you know, he's good enough at a road course to stay in front, was able to do that, and then had that last lap battle and that last corner battle with Denny Hamlin to win it. So, again, it's going to come down to strategy. If the caution doesn't come out right when it did Sonoma, Tony Stewart probably doesn't have the chance to win. So can somebody play the strategy right and have the cautions fall in? Because obviously the road course, you want to pit under green because it takes so long to go around the track at the 71-second lap or so. So you can come down pit lane, pit, and get back out and stay on the lead lap. So you want to pit under green, and you want to pit when you get into your cycle. And then if a caution comes out and others have to come in and pit then it puts you to the front.
Well, I know it's going to be a good race this weekend. And where do we go next after the Watkins Glen?
Off weekend.
look how you say it. Ah, can you breathe?
But one thing to let let the listeners know is the Sprint Cup qualifying coming up here shortly. And then we got the Xfinity race. And both of those events are on CNBC today. That's CNBC for today's action. And tomorrow's Sprint Cup race from Watkins Glen is on USA Network. So CNBC today for your Cup qualifying and Xfinity race and USA Network for tomorrow's Sprint Cup race for Watkins Glen. The switch made because of the Olympics going on right now.
Yeah, it makes sense. I understand that. News with Furniture Row Racing this week, including Truex. He's going to ink a new deal with those guys?
Yeah, he's got a new contract that his current contract expires after this season. He's got a new 2-year agreement with the team, and then tomorrow morning the team is set to announce that Eric Jones will drive a second car for the team beginning next season. We'll have 5-Hour Energy as a sponsor.
Wow.
They won't sponsor the entire season, but they'll be on the car for a number of races next season.
Well, after that, it's going to be, so let's see, what else we got? Stewart. Yeah, I want to talk about Stewart and Gordon together in their final road course. Is back problems with Gordon, has he had any of these since he's been back in the car? Because I know he has some serious back problems.
It hasn't been enough to keep him out of the car. So,
there you go.
He's going to stay in the car as long as needed. He's doing this weekend, and he's definitely doing Bristol. So we'll see what happens after that. Who's in the 88 car at Michigan? But that'll depend on how things are with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
And I know some people keep track of this. Matt Kenseth, he's going to make his 600th Cup start this weekend.
Well, it's Matt Kenseth's 600th career start, Jeff Gordon's 800th career start, and Michael McDowell's 200th career start this weekend.
So well, that is going to be cool.
Two milestones for a few drivers.
Well, how do we keep track of you when you're at the track, Dustin?
You can just follow along on Twitter, at Dustin Long. You can follow my colleague, Nate Ryan, who's at the track this weekend, at Nate Ryan. Also my colleague, Daniel McFadden, at Daniel McFadden. Also, you know, our site is NBCSports.com/NASCAR with all the latest news, notes, and information. And certainly also like our NASCAR and NBC Facebook page.
All right, Dustin, we appreciate everything you're doing for the sport. And again, coming back on the show as you always do. Have a good rest of the weekend and enjoy that weekend off coming up next weekend.
You bet.
All right, there you go, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. And again, we appreciate him being a big part of the show. And, well, there you go. It's been wrapped up in a little red bow for you. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway put on a show last night with the Modifieds Mayhem Tour, returning to the Speedway, Great Racing, the Demolition Derby, the Bombers, and Sportsmen. Bill Roth was live in the studios again. Remember, tonight at Sunny South Raceway, they've got a big night of racing with all the classes, and they're doing also a big fundraiser for the kids that need some school supplies as well. And they've got a pretty cool antique fire department fire truck there, and kids will be able to climb up on, and that's part of it too. NASCAR Ron's got it going on dirt. Jared John's Memorial Race tonight at Flemington Speedway, and like he said, gates will open at 3 o'clock. So at 3 o'clock, make sure you guys are there to get in, and it's going to be big. Dustin Long with NBC Sports, always a big part of it. Thank you again for you guys listening, and if there's ever anything you guys want to do with our team, Kane Motorsports, this is the way to do it. Like we've told you before, this weekend, Mobile and Alabama, they have a tax-free holiday, and we are also doing school supplies. We're doing a big roundup for the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. August 19th at noon, we're going to pull up with a couple of race cars, the driver suits, the helmets, and we go up there and we bless those kids. There's nothing like it, and I hope that you have the opportunity to come and do that. If you want to give to us to help with the kids, that's awesome. If your business wants to come and participate, we've got some businesses that are doing that, as well as some great sponsors. And if you're a race team and you just want to help and participate and like to come bless these kids, you will be blessed as well. These kids fighting cancer. Cancer sucks, plain and simple. When a kid has it, it's terrible. And there's so many families that struggle just along the Gulf Coast. And that's why Michelle and I created CanesWarriorKids.com, and that is becoming a non-for-profit we're so excited about. Separate from the race team, totally different entity. And we're really blessing a lot of people along the Gulf Coast. Go to CanesWarriorKids.com for all the information. And one thing, good luck to Matt Jackson. Going to be up there with me tonight at Flemington. It's going to be a lot of fun. If y'all have an opportunity, come up and see us. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and they may have you and your race team on the air.